Hey, brother, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out today. I think it's really good for us to connect. I've been following you for much of the year now, so I know that, obviously back at the top of the year, you released the single Low, and I know that that had been doing so well for you. And then just in general, your career has been flourishing really well. So it's definitely good to connect with you. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
Nah, man. Appreciate you having me, brother. I appreciate you having me, man.
Now I know that you're going out on this tour, and I know that you're doing some shows with Peter Jackson. So we will talk a little bit about that, but I want people to have a sense, obviously, of who you are. So kind of talk about, your beginnings and I'll say your upbringing in music, how you really got into this, because I know that it's been a journey for you, and you've really been working at getting to this level where you are. So I think it's good for people to be able to know that background of you.
All right, man. It all started just with basically I grew up on reggae music, a lot of reggae music. Both of my parents are come from, their parents are half Jamaican. My mom's half Cuban, and my dad, his people are from Panama, and the other half is Jamaican. So it was I grew up in a lot of reggae music, and with the way how reggae is, it's so diverse. Back in the day, from what I was listening to, you have someone like Baris Hammond, and you have someone like Sanchez and SZA, but you have other artists like Yellowman that and Beanie that sounds so different, and Donkey Killer that sounds so different. So growing up on reggae music, basically, conditioned me to really look at music as an overall. And reggae, they do a lot of covers as well, for certain songs that are big, So growing up with that is, I always had an ear for music, just with the speakers rocking the house. My dad worked at was at a record shop, and my brother was a DJ. So, always been around music, and I always knew I wanted to do it. And when I was 9, my friend and I, we said, you know what? We're gonna do this fully, And thank God I'm here now, able to have this interview and tell you about that journey.
Right, and it's good to know. It's good to really know, your background and where you were brought up at. And a lot of people, obviously people who are just learning of you, they don't know that you come from the Toronto area. And obviously there's so much hip hop there, and just the community, just the fact that it's really an urban community, in a nutshell. So I mean, there's so many different things going on, and you're surrounded by hip hop. Obviously, you're surrounded by, I'll even say, kind of like just the perils of, living in that type of a community where there's so many different things going on. There's a lot of violence happening and whatnot. Like, how are you able to, in a sense, really stay away from trouble, or even some of the things that you got into? How are you able to back away from that to really be able to pursue music?
God. I ain't gonna lie, it's a miraculous power of just, my father God is, to be honest, is so many people surrounding me, everybody my age, when I look at them, nobody's in any type of great position. I seen a friend that I grew up with who was an influence, who made sure that I wasn't outside smoking, and I was, he wanted me to make sure I was inside and doing my classes. And now, to see him, he's homeless due to his circumstances of picking drugs over everything else. My closest friend, growing up, actually, is doing a murder bid for, one of the biggest murders that happened in the city. So seeing, the different people around me, go down for a small decision, and then growing up in the hood, you kind of see other things as well, where it's just not about being arrested. When you're, 6 years old and you're seeing a dead body, and and not just one but multiple, and you're used to death, and you understand, what murder and death is at that age, it kind of numbs you to, to the world. But I, instead of taking that and turning it into a negative, I said, you know what? I looked at everybody else around me, and I wanted to do something where I can show the next generation that that's just not the only route that you have to take, you know? And that was my biggest thing of taking a step out of that negativity, you know, just really being able to be an example for the next generation, you know, my nieces and my nephews and, you know, them, and show them that you don't have to follow this path. You know, you don't have to do that, but if you can do something else, you can make something of yourself. You don't have to be a rapper. You don't have to be a doctor. You know, you just have to just do what you want to do and just live as a good individual, as a good human being. You know, that's all I want for the next generation. You know, so it's you know, it was bigger than just, you know, me coming out of that just for me. It was me coming out of that to, you know, set an example for the ones that are under me that I truly love.
And I think that's amazing, and it's good to hear you, you know, speak in that reference just in terms of people being able to live and do what they want to do. So not, you know, not saying that you have to do one particular thing, or you can do what it is that you want to do. And I think that a lot, you know, the generation now, they're really getting into that phase where they're able to follow their dreams and do what it is that they want to do. And I think that that's going to keep, you know, happening, you know, as the years go on and as the generations go on, more and more people are going to realize that you really can get out there and do what it is that you want to do. And it's good that, you know, you've been able to really push things throughout your career. I mean, you've been looking at music for 20 plus years now and really looking at doing this and building your career. And you're at that point now where, you know, you have your self-titled album out there now, which came out this past summer. Like, how has that been doing for you? How has that album done for you? Like, talk a little bit about that.
Good. You know, the album went really, really, really well. You know, first thing first, I was just happy to have, you know, the opportunity to be in a position for people around the world to hear my album. You know, when we were getting feedback and, you know, getting plays in Russia and, you know, different random places in Europe, you know, much alone, but, you know, the success we had in North America, it was a great feeling, you know, and it really gave us the opportunity to be on a bigger scale and send a message to more people. And, you know, more than anything, I feel so excited and blessed that I was able to, you know, put an album out. You know, a lot of people, you know, they strive really hard in this industry and work really hard and, you know, don't get that opportunity to, you know, release an album or release one on a platform as big as making it touch the world and really, really getting success from it. So, you know, in that aspect, it's been, I feel really, really blessed that I've had that opportunity to put out an album. And, you know, things changed, you know, they're changing. It's weird. It's different. You know, I want to, you know, for instance, you know, you go on tour, you know, you have a tour manager, you know, sometimes they don't even want you to touch your bag. You know, and it's so weird because that's, you know, you're just so used to hustling and making sure that, you know, you get yourself in a position to make music and to get it on a platform that when you get there, how it changes up a little bit. But rather than that, man, it's just all about being on, you know, two solid feet and just happy at the fact that the world's able to hear my music.
And I think that's good. Like the response, you know, your response in that and just the way that you talk about it, that alone says how much you really love it and that it's really, you know, what you love to do. And because so many people are, you know, fascinated with sales and, you know, how things are doing. And obviously, you know, that is going to be a big part of it. But just the fact that, you know, your big goal in this is really to just get on that platform and be able to put something out. Like that's to it. Me, that speaks volumes. And that's what shows that it's something that you really want to do. Like, talk a little bit about the tour that you're doing. I know that you're going out with Peter Jackson, and obviously he's doing some really amazing things. And it's good, clearly, for both of you guys to be together because you both come from, you know, Canada, obviously. But I think it's good. It shows the camaraderie and the fact that people can really work together. People from the same city are out pushing and striving for the same thing, and they're promoting each other and really working. Like, how's this going for you?
You know what, man, to go on the tour with Peter Jackson is, it's great. And it's, you know, it's a really dope opportunity. You know, I'm not going to shy away and from the truth, you know, which is, you know, Peter puts in a lot of work in the GTA, you know, and, you know, we haven't had a chance to sit down and talk personally, but I have no problem telling the truth. And, you know, he's well-respected for the business that he does out here. And, you know, he's brought a lot of artists to the city, you know, for the city, and that's highly appreciated. So a lot of artists that are coming up, you know, look for those opportunities to just be on one of Peter's Jackson shows. And that's just the truth
right.
behind the matter, you know. And I remember, you know, a few years ago, you know, that was a goal. You know, let's try to get on a Peter Jackson show. You know, because he brings some people out here, and so he's pretty dope, really, really dope. So to have the opportunity now, a few years later, when, you know, things are a little bit different, to not just do a show with them, but now we're going on tour, and it's not based on the same circumstances, it's, you know, that's a blessing, you know, and a reality check of, you know, where we're at with the whole music, you know, and sending it out to the world. And, you know, I'm really excited for this tour, you know, to be working with Peter and to just, you know, spread, you know, what the GTA can do across Canada, you know, into the States. You know, it's a really, really good feeling.
But again, it's definitely still good, you know, even stressing to hear how humble you are. Like, you speak really highly of him, which I think is good because it speaks a lot to his character. It speaks a lot to your character. And then when I talked to him, he was super humble, and he speaks a lot toward the character of people before him that come from that area and that have done a lot for the city. And I think it just shows that there's a lot of unity there in terms of, you know, getting the music out and everybody really working together. And that's something, like, here, you know, obviously in the U.S., you know, I think a lot of us are on that page, but then there's a lot of people who still are not on that page. So I think that there's a lesson that can be learned, you know, from artists like yourself who are really out here pushing it and really working together, you know, for one common goal. I think that that's really amazing. Like, what other things can people look out for from you? Like, obviously, you guys are doing this show. I know you guys are actually doing shows this weekend, correct?
Yeah, I'm not here this weekend. I think it starts next week.
Okay, yeah.
And
on the 10th, November 10th it starts.
Yeah, I was confused because I'm not here. But,
I didn't mean to throw you off, man. I know sometimes you get confused about what day of the week it is and where you are. I didn't mean to throw you off like that.
I literally just found out a few days ago what day it was today. A few days ago. See, there you go. I'm tired. Just found out a few hours ago what day it was today, you know.
Yeah.
That just happened because I walked into a Subway. You know, I wanted to go get a wrap, and they're like, it's Friday. You want tuna? So it's, you know, it's the only way
because
you just, you know, this industry, it's a grind and it's a hustle. And it's not just the industry. It's anything in life. You know, I learned that in anything in life. It's, you know, anything you want, you got to grind. You got to hustle for it. And, you know,
exactly.
The moment you can do that, you're going to get what you want. As long as you have faith in yourself and faith in God, I mean, anybody is unstoppable. Anybody, you know. And that's really the whole overall message of everything, you know, just really passing it to not even just the next generation, but the masses. Anything is possible. It's just about what do you want? What do you want? Because
exactly.
We all have in our life what we want. You know, so it's what I truly believe.
And that's good. Like, I love being able to push that kind of information, that kind of knowledge, and those kind of gems to people. Like, you know, everybody's unstoppable out here, like you said, as long as you put in the grind. And it's a grind for everything, whether you're putting out albums, whether you're doing radio
mm-hmm.
like me, or publishing a magazine like I do, or running a company or anything like that, whatever you want to do, as long as you put in the work and the grind for it, like, everybody's unstoppable. So I love the fact that you say that. For everybody that wants to keep up with you and really get to know about your movement and everything you have going on, where can they check you out at online?
They can check me out at leondromusic.com. So it's LEONDRO music.com. And the same thing for the social media. Everything is the same. It's at Leondro Music. And, you know, if they hop on there, they're able to see, you know, the show dates. You know, I believe we got the East Coast for now. West Coast is right after. And, you know, we got a few things brewing, you know, right across the border. So we're going to be in a city close to everybody really, really soon. So that way they can hop on and the moment they see we're coming by, make sure you get your ticket, you come out.
Now, any type of final comments, words of encouragement, anything of that nature?
Man, honestly, the only thing I live by is just faith. Faith in self and faith in God. And it's just, you know, with those two things, like I said a few moments ago, everybody is unstoppable. As long as you have those two things in your life and, you know, you're just a positive individual, anything can happen. And that's just, you know, it's not about, that's not just to the people that just want to be, you know, artists or anything. It's just anything in life. Just live your life the best way you can and just do the right things to prosper. And you'll see that. You'll see that everything starts changing around, you know, and it doesn't happen in our timing. You know, a lot of people get discouraged because they want to do things and they want it done in their timing. And the only thing I can tell people is if you really want it and that's what you really want to do, you just stay patient and keep at it and just keep at it. And you'll be there one day. You'll be where you want to be one day. But you just got to believe in yourself and you got to believe in God and you just got to work hard and it's all yours.
Right. I love everything that you're doing, man. Like, I greatly appreciate you for taking the time out. And I've been checking your website out, actually, as we've been sitting here talking. Like, I love the design of the site and everything on here. I'm actually on this page now where it talks about Surf City artists and repertoire. But I think it's really, really good, man. I think you're doing an amazing job, and everything looks really, really good. Like, I'm looking forward. I actually was telling Sasha, I think I'm going to try and head back out that way. And I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, so I'm only like maybe 3-4 hours away.
Okay, yeah,
I think I'm going to try and head back out that way to see one of the shows, like out in London or something like that, because I think it's really dope what you have going on.
I appreciate that, man. I truly appreciate it. And, you know, to have the opportunity to do this with you is, you know, a blessing on my end. Because, you know, it, like I said, you know, when you start to move a certain way, it solidifies what you're doing is correct. And, you know, doing something with you guys is most definitely a check mark on my end. And I truly appreciate the opportunity that was given by you guys in order to do this. And I appreciate the time that you took in order for us to have this interview, man, for real, for real.
And it's like likewise, man. I definitely want to make sure that we, you know, stay attuned to the things that you have going on and definitely stay, you know, in contact with you and your movement, because it's definitely needed. You know, people like yourself are definitely needed for this industry. And, you know, like I said, again, I love everything that you're doing. So we'll definitely get this up. Everything is pretty much set up to the point where